Welcome to Money for All, the UBI show. I'm Tim, your host. Today we're debating a big question. Should governments give everyone a universal basic income or UBI? No matter their job or income. Just to be clear, UBI stands for Universal Basic Income, which is a fixed amount of money given regularly to every citizen, regardless of work or income. Here with me are three guests: Tidian, social worker for UBI; Arthur, small business owner against UBI; and Ivan, financial analyst against UBI. Tidian, you start. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Tim. UBI is about making sure no one lives in extreme poverty. People would have money for food, housing, and healthcare. It also gives a people chance to study, start a business, or take a job they actually like instead of just accepting anything to survive. Technology is changing, work fast. Many jobs are disappearing. UBI helps people learn new skills and adapt. For example, a small UBI trial in Finland showed people felt less stressed and could focus on better work and education.
Thank you, Tidian. That's a strong opening. Arthur, how do you respond to the cost and work-related points he made?
Tidian, I get that, but UBI is very expensive. Taxes would go up and small businesses like mine could struggle to hire and grow. Also, if people get money for free, some may work less or even stop learning new skills, which can hurt the economy. I want to help people, but giving everyone money is not the right way. We need smarter solutions that target those who really need help.
Good points, Arthur. Ivan, you work with economic data. What's your take?
Listen, I agree with Arthur. Giving money to everyone is not the best for the economy. UBI could also make people rely too much on the government instead of trying to work or improve their skills. Governments could spend that money on education or job training, which helps people long term without putting too much strain on the economy.
Thanks, Ivan. Tidian, do you want to respond to these concerns about cost and reliance?
Arthur, listen, that taxes can be high, but the social benefits are big. Less poverty means less crime, fewer health problems, and stronger communities, which actually helps business too. Ivan, studies show that most people still want to work, and the UBI just gives them security to make better choices.
Interesting, Tidian. Arthur, does that change your view at all?
Tidian, I hear you, but small business will feel the impact. Higher taxes means fewer jobs, higher prices, and less investments. And not everyone uses UBI wisely. Some might spend it quickly without thinking about the future, which doesn't fix long-term problems.
Ivan, Tidian mentioned social benefits and work motivation. How does that fit with your economic concerns?
Tidian, UBI is also hard to pay for. Borrowing or raising taxes too much can cause inflation, which makes the money kinda useless or even less useful. Helping people is important, but we need solutions that don't risk the whole economy.
Great point, Ivan. Tidian, one last thought before closing statements.
UBI is about dignity, safety, and freedom. It reduces poverty, helps families, and prepares people for changes in work. The benefits to real people are clear and important, and it can be designed carefully to fit the economy.
Thank you, Tidian. Arthur, your closing?
UBI sounds fair, but it could hurt businesses, reduce motivations to work, and slow growth. Supporting people is important, but we need smarter, targeted solutions that don't risk the economy.
Ivan, your final words?
I agree, UBI is too risky and too expensive. Using money for education, training, and targeted help is way better. It helps people without creating dependency or hurting our economy.
Thank you, everyone, for today's discussion. We heard that UBI gives people security and the opportunity to make choices about work and study, but it could also hurt small businesses and reduce motivation to work. We also learned that while UBI can help many, it is expensive and targeted support like education and job training might be more effective. Overall, UBI raises important questions about fairness, opportunity, and keeping the economy balanced. That's all for today on Money for All, the UBI podcast.